probably be focusing on a number of things. I'll probably focus on how to affect social change through the courts, you know, finding such things as the sleeping law or camping laws or laws giving away free things to be unconstitutional is one way to fight the laws. And so I'll probably be addressing some of the legal aspects of, well, in Santa Barbara we called it learning, the homeless called it learning the legal, and they spent virtually years learning how to protect themselves legally, not only against the sleeping law, but a whole array of laws that were criminalizing homelessness. So I'll probably be focusing on that, but beyond that, I feel it's really important to focus on the broader political spectrum that is, the specter that's haunting our country right now as far as the criminalization of innocent behaviors and, so, then I'll be, I think that's really important to look at, too, and to look at things like how we create strong enough and broad enough coalitions with political power and financial power to affect change and create influence.
In fact, you wrote an extremely extensive thesis on the subject about the Santa Barbara experiences you had.
Yeah,
you'll be bringing that thesis along, with you?
Oh, yeah. Very happy.
It'll be kind of. It'll be held a separate truck
we
to carry that
get
thesis.
Out as pieces of poster paper, you know.
Indeed, kind of confetti to throw in your triumphant parade. Well, so, and hopefully you'll be showing up earlier, like at 11 o'clock for kind of a legal view, and then at 12 o'clock we'll go into the political view. Maybe we'll do a little of both. It'll be happening at City Hall, 809 Center Street, on Saturday morning, and everyone's invited. And Jane Hagstrom, you're particularly invited. If you don't show, we're going to get you. I'll tell you that right now.
Okay.
And you will have no place to hide.
Uh-oh. No place to call home, eh?
You can run, but you can't hide, as
okay,
they say.
Robert.
All right. Listen, thank you, Jane, and we'll hope to see you on Saturday.
Bye-bye.
Well, I'm talking to David Beauvais, attorney at large in Berkeley. Hello, David.
Hello, I'm still at large.
You are, and...
they haven't caught up with me yet.
Getting larger and larger, it appears. Yeah, so you're, last time we talked to you, said that something about an April 2nd Norse con goes to jail sort of thing, but we were talking about the case of the food felon who was convicted and sentenced to 2 months in jail for violating a court injunction against Food Not Bombs for serving free food to homeless people in San Francisco Civic Center Plaza back in 1993, convicted in 94, and in 96, apparently, California Supreme Court upheld that decision and sent you back to court on April 2nd. So what happens on April 2nd, David, with this client who actually happens to be me?
Well, the April 2nd date is the date that we're supposed to go back to municipal court, and the judge, in the ordinary course of business, would order that you begin serving your jail time. However, I have filed a motion to continue that court date to May 3rd so that we can file a formal motion for modification of sentence. And I've also been in contact with District Attorney Hallinan, who has agreed to appear at that hearing and would like to support our effort for a modification of sentence.
The one on May 3rd, you mean?
Right.
So you don't anticipate any problems in getting a continuance to May 3rd and then have that famous honcho Hallinan appear and possibly testify on my behalf?
Yeah, I don't anticipate any problems in getting a continuance.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, so looks like it once again we have snatched defeat from the jaws of, or a victory from the jaws of defeat. There you are.
Well, let's put it this way. I think we're on the road to doing that.
Mm-hmm. So we'll see what happens, and you'll inform me as to whether any warrants are issuing for my arrest.
Right.
Very well.
You'll be the first to know.
Indeed. Anything else you want to add?
No, not right now. We're just in a quiet period. On April 2nd, we'll find out...
how quiet it is.
How quiet it really is.
And so my potential appearance in jail has been put off at least, well, who knows, probably put off until May 3rd. We'll see about that, and more news at my next show. Actually, That'll probably be April 1st. I believe Monday is April 1st. Is that right? Does anybody know?
Monday, April 1st. They got to cut trees down.
That's right. Monday,
beginning
April 1st.
Logging season.
Beginning of the logging season and the end of Bathrop Spears broadsides.
We're gonna Forever?
Certainly not. However, what I will give you this this advantage, we will read you one poem before we go here. A poem, yes. It's called Music on the Street. It's by Julia Vinograd. The Eyes Have It. For all of you may remember, Julia is a great street poet from Berkeley who kind of doubles as a bubble person. She is the Tom Noddy of Berkeley. She was doing it before Noddy even thought of it. Take that, Noddy. This is called Music on the Street. The tune goes out sticky as new sap, gold green, an itch looking for a good home. Nobody listens with their ears, eyes straight ahead walking to somewhere important, as dead chewing gum and music stick to the soles of their shoes, the long fingers sending out the notes pull fastidiously away, aware of the joke. He has wrists like those desk lamps designed to tilt around every possible corner. They're supposed to make business more efficient. Knuckles knobby as ribs, and his hands breathe with them when he plays. Growling cars go by, but the roadkill of music is by no means permanent. The separated notes rise up with shiny paint from a scraped fender in their hair. Bleeding, laughing, the song walks away. And I'm going to walk away. That's from The Eyes Have It, Julia Vinograd. And now I'm afraid I'm going to have to leave you in the hands of
Dean.
I know your name, Dean. I'm trying to think of a way of describing you to our audience who doesn't even know you.
Well, everybody doesn't know.
I don't know. Dumbcough Dean? No, that wouldn't be right. Doolittle Dean? Give It Up Dean. I'm going to give it up to you, Dean. Here you go. And thank you for listening to Bathroom Spears Broadsides. Please join me at 10 o'clock on Monday in the morning. I'll be back and show up at 11 o'clock tomorrow on Saturday at City Hall for an ongoing seminar, actually sort of a strategy session on what to do for long-range sleeping band training. And I'm also being directed by Director Dean to announce Cream of the Crop, which is the Free Radio Santa Cruz benefit on Sunday, March 31st. Just Kidding, Head Case-O-Matic, and All Ages Welcome will be playing, as well as No Alcohol. That's at 8:30 at the Vets Hall, 846 Front Street. Thank you, Dean, and thank you, audience. Talk to you on Monday.
Free radio doesn't exist without you going to the free radio benefit and spending your money on our radio station, our meaning yours and ours.